respects human rights and respects freedom.
We must not tolerate this. Can we stop it?
Freedom House cannot be silent today.
And those who are suffering.
Justice and freedom. We can send that message. We will continue to fight with you.
The Chinese government to end its campaign against the Falun Gong.
Torture and murder of the peaceful Falun Gong practitioners in China.
To do everything that we possibly can.
At least 200 people have been killed in prison.
To end this persecution of Falun Gong.
And we will stand with you, shoulder to shoulder.
Let me, first of all, thank you for inviting me to be here. And let me thank all of you for being here. Regrettably, these are not the best circumstances that bring us together, but I want to extend for you a warm greeting from the mayor of Minneapolis, Mayor Sharon Sales Belton. As you know, Sunday marks the second anniversary of the banning of the Falun Gong by the Chinese government. Since 1999, 250 adherents have been killed. According to international media reports, 50,000 Falun Gong petitioners have been arrested and detained, and 10,000 more have been sentenced to labor camps without trial. Millions of others have been persecuted for so-called crimes and for advocating political pluralism and freedom and democracy. Falun Gong is based on practicing truthfulness and compassion and tolerance. Throughout my career as a college professor and a community activist and a United States Senator from Minnesota, I have believed in the values that you represent more than any values. I believe that pacifists and peaceful people should be allowed to organize and live freely in their country and in their society. Last Friday, I believe as a United States Senator that the IOC made a grave mistake. Someday, I want to see Beijing have the Olympics, but I want it to be a day when the government Beijing respects human rights and respects freedom and stops torturing people and stops putting people in prison. That's the day that we hope and pray for. Many hope, as do I, that by the time the Olympics roll around in 2008, the Chinese government will have eased the crackdown on the Falun Gong to appease the international community. However, the converse could occur. The Chinese government could well tighten its grip in an effort to rid the streets of Falun Gong adherents before the Olympic visitors arrive. So today, I come here to be with you as a United States Senator to send a strong message to the government in Beijing. Over the next years to come, between now and 2008, the whole world will be watching. The whole world will be watching. The whole world will be watching. And we will over and over and over again call on the government in Beijing to respect the full rights of all of the citizens. That is why we're here, and that is why I support you as a United States Senator. Falun Gong, thank you so much for inviting me.